BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 23, verse 3, sections B and C. God leads like a good shepherd. A good shepherd calls to his sheep and leads them out of the sheep pen. He calls them by name. One by one, he knows them. He has plans for their well-being. He knows their needs. He knows their wants. He knows safe paths to their desires. The sheep know him and will only follow his voice. They know little of his language. Yet, because they trust his gentle voice, they follow him. He smiles at them. They are ready for him who leads them. John chapter 10. Paths of righteousness are the best way for the sheep to live, following the shepherd. A path must be walked on one step at a time to reach green meadows and quiet waters. Righteousness is the actions and positive results of a sound, loving relationship between Shepherd Jesus and his people. Biblical righteousness is rooted in covenants and relationships. Righteousness is fulfilling the terms of a covenant between God and his sheep. Righteousness is not a characteristic of God. Rather, God's righteousness is what God does to fulfill the terms of the covenant. A new covenant is fulfilled in the blood of the Lamb of God. Jesus said, quote, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you all. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Luke chapter 22 verse 20 and 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25. The covenant is the creation of order living. God found fault with the people, so through Jeremiah the prophet, he prophesied and promised, quote, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." By calling this covenant, quote, new, he had made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear. Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Boom. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 8 and 13 and 9:15. It was for his name's sake that the blood of the Lamb is what the new covenant was written in. It is for my benefit, for through his path of righteousness made in his blood, I find green pastures and quiet waters. The path is paved with his blood, the blood of the good shepherd, who is the Lamb of God.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.